Shalom Aleichem to all of the dear, amazing, wonderful Talmidim, wherever you may be. I hope that these words of Torah find each and every one of you well and happy and safe. And I'd like to share some words specifically about the Yemei HaSfira and more broadly about Pesach and Shavuos, which surround the days of Sfira. And in fact, the Ramban famously compares the days of Sfira to Chol HaMoed. He says that the days that are counted in between Pesach and Shavuos, this span of 49 days that are in between the two great Yamim Tovim of Pesach and Shavuos, they are Kimei Chilul Shamayed. They are like the days of Chol HaMoed, just like Pesach, we have a first day of Pesach, a last day of Pesach, and Chol HaMoed in between, and the same by Sukkot. So Shavuos is called Atzeres, which is like the end, similar to Shmini Atzeres. And he says that Pesach and Shavuos are, in a sense, one long Yantif. The beginning of the Yantif would be Pesach, the days of Pesach. The end of the Yantif would be Shavuos, and the days in between are the Chol HaMoed. And what does that mean? We have to really try to understand this Ramban when he says that the days of Sfira are like Chol HaMoed. In what regard, in what way does the Ramban mean that these are Chol HaMoed? In terms of halacha, it's not Chol HaMoed. We're not restricted by all of the many restrictions that take place on Chol HaMoed. I don't think it means we have to go away to great adventure trips with our children. I hope not throughout the entire period of Pesach to Shavuos. So what is the Ramban exactly alluding to when he says that the days between Pesach and Shavuos are considered to be like Chol HaMoed? So in order to answer this question, I think first we have to examine and explore a little bit what Chol HaMoed itself is all about. A regular Chol HaMoed, let's say Chol HaMoed Pesach or Chol HaMoed Sukkot, what is that supposed to represent? What is this concept of Chol HaMoed? We have a Yontif, and then we have a weekday. What is Chol HaMoed? What is this Chol / Moed? It's a very, very difficult concept to understand, and there's a whole corpus of halachas unique to Chol HaMoed. We're doing some malachas, we're not supposed to do other malachas. It's like a hybrid of a chayil, a hybrid of a mayid. You take a little element of mayid and you spice it together with a little bit of chayil. We're allowed to do many malachas that we're not allowed to do on Yantav beyond Eichel Nefesh, but then we're restricted by a lot of other halachas, only things which are Davra Avid or Litzarech Yantif, Litzarech Mayid are permitted, but other things we're supposed to refrain from. What is this concept of Chol HaMoed itself? And if we could understand that, then maybe we could plug that in to the words of the Ramban to better and more deeply understand and appreciate what the days of Sfira are. We commonly believe that there are two types of days on the Jewish calendar. There are days that are holy. There are days that have Kedusha. Those are days like Shabbos, like Yantif, like Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. These are special days that are found on the Jewish calendar that are unique. These are days of Kedusha. These are Mikrai Kodesh. These are days that are invested with tremendous Kedusha. That's one type of day. That's in column A. And then there's another type of day we commonly believe, and that's in column B. Those are ordinary days. That's a day like every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, days that are just nothing special happening. You're saying Tachanun on that day, and you're davening normal on that day. There's no Yalav Yavai. There's nothing extraordinary about these days. We're mutter to do malacha. We go to work. We're able to drive our cars, and we're able to talk on our phones. And those are regular days. So there's holy days, which Shabbos, Yantav, etc. And then there's regular, ordinary days. And that's those are days that we get to do what we want to do. And then Shabbos and Yantav were much more restricted by what Hashem wants us to do. And that's how we, I think, generally understand the breakup of the days of the Jewish calendar. But I believe that this is a completely misunderstood notion. And the more appropriate way of looking at the Jewish calendar is that every single one of the 354 days of the Jewish calendar are all holy. They're all Kedusha. There's Kedusha that permeates and infuses every single day of the calendar. I don't care what day it is. You could throw at me any day. It could be a Sunday. It could be a Tuesday. It could be a... It doesn't matter. If it's on the Jewish calendar, if it's a day of the year, there's holiness to it. Now, that doesn't mean that all days have equal holiness. There are days that are holy, and then there are days that have extraordinary holiness in it. Shabbos is super holy. Yom Tovim are really, really holy. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosin. Those are days that are infused with super, super saturated levels of Kedusha. But that's not to say that a regular day of the week is in any which way ordinary. Every single day has so much unique potential of Kedusha that we just have to break beneath the surface of, and we will be able to experience and to taste that sublime sense of holiness. In fact, the Gemara says, darshaning the pasuk of Baruch Hashem, Yaim Yaim, blessed is Hashem, day by day. And the Gemara asked, what, only by day we bless Hashem, we don't bless Hashem at night? And the Gemara says, no. What it means is that b'chol yaim v'yaim, every single day, tein lai me'ein berkaisav, you should give the appropriate blessing to Hashem. On Shabbos, you're supposed to bless Hashem in a unique way. We daven special tefillas, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a special, unique way of Shabbos. On Yantif, we're supposed to bless Hashem me'ein the Yantif. We're supposed to find what the element v'asinu Hashem lekeinu es birkas me'adecha. Every Yantif, we have a unique way of celebrating and expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our gratitude and the blessings that we bestow upon Him for these unique days of Mayadim. And also, the days of the week, the regular, ordinary days of Chayil, we have to give Him the birchaisav of Chayil. That means to say that every single day of the year is blessed. Every day of the year is able to have potential of amazing Kedusha. We just have to figure out how to do that, how to be able to combine Kedusha, holiness, even in what seems to be an ordinary workday. Where do we find the training ground for this? I believe that the training ground is Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is days that are surrounded by the bookends of tremendous Mayadim. Pesach, you have the first day, which is the day that we left Mitzrayim. We have the last day, which is the days of Kriyas Yamsev, when we went to the next phase of leaving Mitzrayim. We experienced fuller and full Geula. And then the days that are surrounded by these amazing, huge, monumental Mayadim are Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a day that we're supposed to be able to find the proper mixture, the fine-tuned neshama that could experience both engagement in this world and disengagement. We're supposed to do certain acts of Yom Tov. We daven a musaf on Chol HaMoed, and we have special, and we say Hallel, and we're supposed to refrain from doing ordinary activity, but yet we're also allowed to do many activities. We're allowed to do things that make us happy on Yom Tov. We're allowed to do things that are a davra avod. We're allowed to do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite wisdom is trying to perhaps convey to us this important message that you're able to hyphenate Chol together with Mayid. There's a way to do this. There's a way to strike a balance between the most amazing Kedushas HaZman, which is Yantiv, and also taking an ordinary weekday, as it were, and those are words that would be quotation marks, and infuse within those days of the week, the Chol, a very strong dose of Mayid. So we feel Yantivdik. If you see the way Chassidim dress and Bnei Torah, real Bnei Torah dress on Chol HaMoed, people that really want to experience Chol HaMoed, that you wouldn't be able to see a difference between the way they dress on Shabbos and Yantiv and the way they dress on Chol HaMoed. Chassidim, you see them sometimes at the zoo or at an amusement park, and they have their strimels on, they have their bekishes on. They look like they're, you know, just, it's like a regular Shabbos. But yet they're standing by the roller coaster rides. That is, how is that possible? Because it's possible for a Yid to be able to be a Yantav Dika Yid, a Shabbos Dika Yid, a holy Yid, and be able to at the same time have a chel together with a mayid. And once we have gone through a yantiv like that, and we finish the yantiv is never done, we take that lesson of chal hamayid, and we use that in the regular, in the Isru Chag and beyond, every day of the year, we can say, wow, I could go to work, but at the same time, I could be a holy Jew. I could be able to act differently and feel differently and feel yantivtik and be able to understand that I can infuse kedusha into the very mundane, ordinary parts of life. And that, I think, is what the Ramban means, that the days that are between Pesach and Shavuos, the days that we're in right now, are like a chol hamayid. Because what we're doing is we are on our march, on a trek towards Har Sinai, and we're supposed to be working every day to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get closer to the Torah, so we're ready to be Makabel the Torah every day with another one of the 48 Kinyani HaTorah, with more Musar and more Machshava and more Kedusha and more Davening. And that is what the days of Seir are all about. They're not regular days. These are days that we're able to straddle Pesach and Shavuos, and we stand in between these two mountains, and we say, wait a minute, Pesach represents freedom. We got out of Mitzrayim. We're free people. We're free to do what? Well, we're free to learn Torah. We're free to even to be regular human beings, but elevated. The Torah that we're heading towards is supposed to inspire and educate and inform every one of the days of the year, that of the days of the Sfira that are coming out of Mitzrayim. We were coming out of slavehood, and we're coming on our way towards the Torah with our new sense of freedom, but freedom not to engage in trivial pursuits, not to do whatever we want to do, but to be Abdei Hashem. And so the days of Chol HaMoed are another test run of showing ourselves that it's possible to be free people, but inspired by Torah. Free people that are uplifted and engaged in the world of Torah and the world of Kedusha. And by the time we get to Shavuos, we will be fully prepared to really dive deeply into the world of Torah, which is Matan Torah. Rabbi, say, this is really, hopefully, the lesson that you have been given and you have been taught by Yeshiva, by Beis Medrash Shel Talmud, Lander College for Men. If we specialize in one thing, I think it's this, to understand how to be chol hamayidik, how to be able to live in this world, to have professions, to be doctors, to be lawyers, to be accountants, to be actuaries, to be PAs, to be in the fields of finance, and so many other very, very lucrative and rewarding fields. And at the same time, to remain true to our core values, to the shiurim, to the hashkafas, to the hadracha that we received here in yeshiva during those amazing days that we were zeicha to be here together. And I want you to continue being ambassadors, to show the world how it's possible to be chol hamoed yidden, how it's possible to combine seamlessly the world of chol and the world of mayed, the world of this world and the eternal world, and to be a walking Kiddush Hashem to all that see you, to all that have what to do with you. And they should all say, Yisrael Asher B'chor Aspar, this is Klal Yisrael that we could take great pride in. And your Rabbeim and your friends in Yeshiva certainly always have taken great pride in each and every one of you. And we hope to continue taking pride in each and every one of you. We hope to maintain our strong kesharim together. And I'd like to wish each and every one of you a beautiful chag, kosher v'sameach. You should be zeicha to mekabel the Torah ba'ava. And we remember each and every one of you fondly. And please send best regards to your mishpachas and enjoy the yantiv haba'aleinu l'tayva.